One of the first people to take one small real step toward the merger of machines and humans is Neil Harbison. He's an artist and musician living in Barcelona. He also considers himself a cyborg. When he first showed up to get a picture taken for his passport, officials told him to take that electronic thing off his head.
I explained to them that it wasn't electronic equipment, it had become a part of my body. And then they said that they needed proof.
So his doctor sent them a letter explaining why he had to wear this thing. Neil naturally sees only shades of gray, but the device lets him perceive color.
The electronic eye was a part of my body, an extension of my senses, and therefore a part of my image.
Neil's electronic eye is something he calls the eyeborg. Back in 2004, when he was a music student in the UK, he heard a lecture by a scientist about cybernetics in music. Neil was so impressed, he asked the guy to collaborate on what eventually became the eyeborg. On one end is a camera that registers the frequency of the light it's pointed at. A tiny computer turns those frequencies into audible sounds in Neil's earpiece.
For example, if we could hear the frequency of light, then red would sound like an F. Between F and F sharp, it would be like going from red to orange. And also I can hear saturation. So if a color is very bright, I hear it in a higher volume. And if a color is dull, then I hear it very low.
The eyeborg has given Neil all sorts of extraordinary abilities. For instance, he can perceive infrared, which we old school humans can't see.
But the most interesting thing will be when I can perceive ultraviolet, because then I will know if it's a good day or a bad day to sunbathe.
Before the eyeborg, Neil could only paint in black and white, but now he paints in color. It also allows him to create short pieces of electronic music based on the colors of people's faces. He calls those sound portraits.
The first one I did was in 2005 to Prince Charles, because he visited our university, and then he saw me with this electronic eye on my head, so he stopped and turned around and said, what's this are you wearing? And then I explained to him what it was, and then I asked him if I could just quickly listen to his face.
So that is what His Royal Highness Prince Charles sounds like. Harbison also scanned Leonardo DiCaprio and Nicole Kidman. So is Harbison a harbinger of things to come? Haven't we seen this movie before?
Sarah Connor?
Yes.
There's a lot of people afraid of where this can lead to. Cyborgs are not Terminators or other things like this. That a cyborg is simply someone that accepts a cybernetic device as a part of their own body or organism. So we are using technology constantly every single day. We wear technology in our pockets. We sleep with technology beside our bed. We never separate from technology. And the simple next step is to attach all this to our body.
Which will change what it means to be human and what it means to be normal.
We are all disabled. If we compare ourselves with a dog, well, the dog can hear much more than you. Or if you compare yourself with a bird, then many birds can see many more colors than humans. I think we should all be allowed, and we should all have the right to extend our own senses, even if we don't have any problem.
Neil Harbison is an artist living in Barcelona. You can see images of his work at studio360.org.